Last night, I think I got about 4 sentences written down, and they came and got me and said they needed some flares put out for Alpha Troop out on the MSR. They had sprung an ambush, and about 3:30 this morning, I finally finished up. It was a real interesting operation. We were working with the Arvins. We did a real good job. No one hurt or wounded at all on the U.S. side, and the VC lost 22 killed. The VC province chief for the area around Kuchi got killed. 2 VC platoon leaders, 3 VC squad leaders, and a VC political commissar last night were all part of the 22 that were killed. They detained 55, I believe it was, but they're not really sure that a VC or not. And they captured 13 that were confirmed, honest to goodness, hardcore VC. They caught them with weapons in hand, firing, got them captured, and they made them give up. All in all, it was an extremely profitable night. It took place only about 6 kilometers right outside of base camp. I kept illumination over them for a good part of the night. What they do is when they need the illumination, they call here, and I can be airborne in 5 minutes, start dropping flares. They're 2 million candle power flares. I drop them from about 2,000 to 3,000 feet. They burn for about 3 minutes. I can only carry about 30 of them at a time, so that as soon as I get up, they call in through the Air Force and get a C-47 that they call Moonglow. He's got 106 flares, and he comes up. When he gets there, then I go on back and put some more flares on, get some fuel, and get a couple cups of coffee and stand by. And if there's enough flare ships available, they usually have one ship relieve the other ship. But if, like last night, they were all occupied, I have to go up, drop flares while we're waiting for him to come back up. I had to do this 3 times last night. Got a very fine compliment this morning from people in the Alpha Troop and from the squadron commander, where they said that my ship was Johnny on the spot. We got the flares right where they wanted them, when they wanted them. And if they hadn't had us out there to put them in for them at the proper times, they'd been much less successful. This is probably the most successful operation I've seen go on here in Vietnam to date. There's many, many of these big kills and big battles up in War Zone C, where if there was not a war going on, the only thing that would be in there is monkeys and water buffalo. No human beings would ever even probably want to live up in there anyway, except for a few scattered, isolated houses, very, very widely scattered. It's up in the jungle. But right down here in Kuchi, this is almost a suburb of Saigon. To win the people in this area, this is the important thing. This morning they went out with a med camp. This is a doctor and a medical team that goes to different villages and gives them showers and treats ulcers and boils and scabs and scratches and the rest of these things. They've been going into this town of Phuc My frequently before and have had very little response from the civilians. And this morning they said they would greet them with open arms in the village of Phuc My, and all up and down the MSR today, all the Vietnamese were waving. And so I think maybe we really did something good. Also, it's the first time that we've seen the Vietnamese civilians, the popular force, it's like the National Guard. They were the people who were supporting Alpha Troop. I guess about 100 or so of them came up from Kuchi in trucks with Alpha Troop, and they said they fought like tigers. They really got in there, mixed it up, and they couldn't ask for a better fighting group of people. And this makes you feel real good when you see the Vietnamese start to come around and not be chicken or turn the other way or try and run away from the VC. It makes me real heartening. It makes me think that the war is finally starting to get someplace, and what we're doing over here is doing good. I know from what you're reading in the papers, it seems extremely discouraging, and probably my letters are filled with nothing more than war, which is primarily because it's the only thing that goes on around here that really would interest you. Maybe if I had something else to say, it wouldn't make you so nervous, but I'm sure everything you pick up, everything you hear on the radio, my letters and all, probably is starting to get to you a little bit on the war. There's not all that bad over here, and there are definite improvements being made. I can see tremendous improvements since I've been here. They're not the kind of improvements that show up in real positive things every time, but they're little indications that the Vietnamese are becoming stronger and stronger, and the VC are not really getting weaker and weaker, but they're losing more and more grasp on the people and having to go to more and more desperate means to try and secure their objectives. And they're starting to lose the confidence of the people that have had them under their control before, and the most part, probably reluctantly been under their control. Now, it appears as though the people are starting to come around. Most of the war news is up around the DMZ, and this is becoming up there a purely military action. But as far south as we are down here, about the most we could ever hope to come across in organized units would be some very small battalion-sized North Vietnamese units. It's gotten so bad now, and the VC have lost so many people. In the documents that we're capturing, we understand that the North Vietnamese are counting on the guerrillas down, counting on the VC to do nothing more than be guerrillas, not to form any more organized units, company and battalion, but more to go back to the one-shot Charlie type deal, or small squads of them. This is because they've taken such a whipping, and also because the morale is getting so poor. All these little indications make people feel real good. Well, I see from your letter, you probably hear the booming in the back. You can tell the artillery battalion is back behind us. And they're firing quite a few rounds out tonight. Tonight's Ho Chi Minh's birthday, or today was Ho Chi Minh's birthday. They kind of feel like Charlie might try and do something. They've got a great many forces out around the perimeter, patrolling in much stronger strength than they normally do, and H and I are harassing and interdicting fires, going out quite a bit more frequently tonight than normal.